here today to proclaim the unsearchable riches of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, has been made King of this world. He has been made Lord of heaven and earth. And everyone in this world, living and dead, is responsible before Him to live a life that is worthy of their Creator. The Word of God tells us that a day has been appointed when God shall judge the world by that man that He has appointed to be the judge of the living, the quick, and the dead. Dear friends, we are here today because we have the greatest message that this world can know of. Today, we are here to proclaim our God, our Savior, our King, the one who shall judge all before His throne. Today, many people can live in ignorance and in willful ignorance of this fact. But a day is coming when we will not be able to hide from the judgment of God. Dear friends, the gospel is glorious news. It is glorious news for those who will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. For the Word of God tells us that if we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved from the righteous judgment of a holy God. And that is why we are here. Dear friends, let us make ourselves very clear today. There is a day of judgment. There is a life, one life to live. As the Word of God tells us, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Therefore the Word of God and God Himself commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Dear friends, if the Christian gospel is not the truth, well then we should not be here. But if it is the truth of God, if the gospel of Jesus Christ is the truth of God, then this is the message that you must hear. And dear friends, this is the message that you must act upon, for your eternal soul is in danger. The Word of God says that whoever believeth not the Son hath not life and is under the wrath of God at this present moment. Dear friends, you do not know if you have tomorrow. You do not know if you have your next breath. The Word of God tells us that we must come to the One with whom we have to do. The God who is our God. The God who is our Creator. And dear friends, it is not just about being religious. I was raised as a Roman Catholic. But that religion will not save you. The Roman Catholic religion will not save you. I say this as one who was raised in the Roman Catholic Church. And the Roman Catholic Church teaches a false gospel. The Word of God tells you to flee from all falsehood. It is not just being religious that will save your soul. But dear friends, liberal Protestantism will not save your soul either. Whether you are Catholic or Protestant or even Muslim today, being religious will not and cannot save your soul. Dear friends, the Word of God tells you that you must have repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the personal command of the living God. This is the command of the King of the whole earth. This is the command of the God who has made you. And one day, dear friend, we shall all stand before this God. We shall all give account to this God with whom we have to do. Oh, dear friends, I pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that this day words would not just be spoken by us, but that God Himself would speak His truth and change your heart. For unless the Lord build the house, they who labor, labor in vain. Oh dear friends, it doesn't matter about the ungodly music that is trying to drown out these words. For God's word cannot be drowned out from your heart. Your conscience will speak when these words are finished. You know in your heart and mind, you know in your soul that the judgment of God is real. And may God bring that conscience. May God bring your soul to the foot of the cross. And may you be enabled to bow the knee for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the salvation of your soul, for the good of your soul, that one day we will stand together at that day of judgment, not on opposite sides, not on the opposite sides of our Savior, but dear friends, that we will stand together, and God will say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Oh dear friends, we are not here today to condemn you. We are not here today to judge you. We are here today to implore you, to plead with you, to be reconciled to the Lord Jesus Christ. For God pleads in the name of Jesus, and we plead in God's name, be reconciled to Christ. For the gospel message is your only hope. Jesus Christ is your only hope. God's salvation and the gospel of God, which is the power of God unto salvation, is your only hope. May God be merciful to your soul. In Christ's name, amen.